Hi everyone, and welcome back to this podcast. I'm doing something different because it is nighttime, which is weird because just in case nobody knew, I record in the daytime usually, but I don't know. There's something about the nighttime that I like, so here we are. So this is gonna be about the fact that it is okay to be normal or vanilla or whatever, pick a word. It's okay. Lots of people feel very pressured to be anything less than because they feel like they have to live up to people's expectations and be a certain way and do certain things and act a certain way and all the things like that. Then not everybody obviously is the same. And I feel like, especially in relationships that I've had, there have been instances where the people or person in that specific relationship would always want me to be, or would always want me, but for usually the wrong reasons. And because they wanted me, they would put their needs before mine, which, I mean, not before, after mine, which is not something that makes me feel good, and I'm sure it doesn't make the other person feel good in all actuality. People tend to sacrifice a lot of themselves in relationships, and I don't think that is how it should be, because to me, if you're sacrificing bits of yourself, there's probably some deeper issue going on here. So I think that people need to probably reevaluate themselves and figure out if they're doing the things because it makes their partner happy and it doesn't really do anything for them, or does it make them happy as well? Because I feel like in a couple of relationships I was in, eventually I was able to figure out that the people were kind of being a little distant, and when they would be that way to me, it gave me a clue, and I was like, hey, are you really sure that you wanna do this? Most of the time, they would say yes, but then there were the occasional times that they would say, yes, but I'm doing it because it makes you happy. I really am not interested in having this type of relationship with you, which is okay, but don't feel like you have to be something that you're not to be happy, because the right person will appreciate you for who and what you are. It'll take some time, I'm sure, but that person will come along and they will be happy with your personality and your ways of thinking and your whatever it is that you feel like doing. And if your partner comes up to you and says, hey, I'm interested in DS or kink or however they phrase their thoughts, and you feel like you can't say no, kind of think, would it make me truly, genuinely happy to be in this situation or not? Because if not, then say no. And hopefully your partner will respect you enough to respect the fact that you said no.
Mic is on. Button. Mic is on.
And hopefully that person will not pressure you after you have said no. Because saying no means just that. No. I don't know why people can't understand that, but they can't. This question actually, or this idea actually got sparked because I issued a challenge to people on Twitter and Discord and elsewhere. Tell me things that annoy them about vanilla people when you're kinky. And somebody had said, the fact that people don't realize that it's okay to be vanilla, which I was kind of like, you know, yeah. I mean, Evie Lupine kind of touched on this a bit in one of her videos. She did a video on that. I believe it was called, like, It's Okay to Say No to Kink, which is a very, yes, girl. But she did it, and now I'm kind of saying the same thing. So if you want to participate in the challenge, I'm going to post this episode this Friday, and then hopefully by, like, I'm going to say, like, I don't know, whenever I feel like I have enough. Right now I only have two points. I want to at least have 5, so if I can get 3 more people to participate, then that will be good. Because I have some other little points that I would make and turn the tables. Be kind of like, what is something that kinky people do that make kinky people irritated? So I have a couple of things I want to address with that too. So if anybody wants to participate in that, feel free to follow my Twitter. The link is on my show profile. Or whatever it is that they call it now that I have distributed this thing everywhere. Or you can drop it in the Discord chat if you're in either one of those servers. If not, then ask me and I'll give you the link. Or you could, you know, if you're lurking around my subreddit, which has been very, very quiet, you can also post it there, because I do check Reddit at least twice a day. So anyways, I hope this helped somebody, And in the meantime, I will see you guys when I do my next podcast, which will be the challenge. So I hope that some of you participate. Until then, stay safe. Fill the world with hearts and stay kinky.